Now, one of the most important things about making the gospel understandable is that your gospel presentation makes sense and is logical and is following a path that goes from A to B to C to D. You don't want to just be all over the place, jumping around all over the place where people are confused and they can't follow what you're saying. Now, a lot of people feel like they have to come up with a new way of giving the gospel or some kind of an avant-garde or cute approach. But the best advice to somebody who's a beginner is just do it the way that you see other experienced soul winners do it. I mean, that's how we all learn. The way that I learned soul winning was just going out with somebody else, watching what they did, and then I did the same thing. And I followed that example that was taught to me. Then, once I got good at that, once I was comfortable with that, then I began to customize it a little bit and make it my own. So you start with what you're taught and just don't get all crazy with it. Just stay with what you're taught, get good at that, get comfortable with that, and then go ahead and personalize that. Or if you can find a way to tweak it a little bit, improve it, make it suit your personality more. God can use us all in a unique way. But don't go try reinvent the wheel, okay? You know, the Romans Road has been around. It's been a great plan. You can build on that. You can adapt that. But there's no reason to just go back to the drawing board and come up with these crazy gospel plans. And the biggest thing I see with some people's gospel presentation that gets too avant-garde is that it jumps around too much. It skips around too much. So what I want to teach you right now is just a logical way to explain the gospel that makes sense. It follows a logic.